Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship. And tonight is our special night, which is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. We'll be going there for some healing. Normally, it's about 10 to 15 minutes of healing on the Lightship. So you can actually have that wonderful experience if you wish to stay on and take a listen here. Go to Creation Lightship Healing. Scroll down. We'll energize the light being right now. And what we have coming up next month for three consecutive Sundays, we have entity clearings for 8 hours on a conference line of peace. So that's 24 hours of entity releases. You know, if you're interested in becoming more of who you are by getting these things out of us that we all have, we have hundreds, if not really thousands of them in us, we can get these out so we can have more of our spirit inside of our body. Very, very important. So bring up the light being. If you're new to the program, scroll down on Creation Lightship Healing, about an inch or so on your scroll bar, and you're going to see a light being there underneath the blinking flower. So we're going to energize this light being right now. It'll bring the spirit energy. We'll bring in the females today. So you're going to see the females come in. There's three of them. And just watch the picture. We're bringing number one here. And here we go. Coming in, and you may feel and sense your heart opening up now. This show is all about becoming heart-centered, connecting to your own divinity, your own spirit that's never outside of yourself. And here we go. Number one is in. We'll bring in number two. You might feel the air in your room actually change as they come into your room. Number two is coming in. Here we go. Great. And now number three is going to come in. And these light beings will help us through this program today for healings. And then probably around maybe 35, 40 after thereabouts, we'll be going to the Lightship for a Lightship healing. And this is very nice. We love doing this every Saturday. And number three is in. Okay, we have a special sponsor tonight. She wanted to come on two times in a week here, so this is Annika. So, Annika, are you out there in cyberspace?
Yes, I'm out here. Hello, Ron, and hello, everyone who is on tonight. Yeah, I just haven't seen many questions yet, so if you have requests for healings or samples of, you know, the different clearings, there's a lot of them that Ron is doing that you might want to ask for a sample of, or any questions that you might have, you can put them on the fast chat, and I would do my best to follow what you put there.
So let's do an entity clearing here. This is what we normally start off with on a lot of the shows here. Like I said, we're going to be doing three other calls on Sundays. It would be the 3rd, the 7th, and the 17th of next month. And they will be released from you. So we just did a call last Sunday, and that took out quite a few of them from people. But there's still more, so we have to continue on with the process here to get more of these out of us here. A lot of people commented when we worked from the legs going up that they actually had their legs feel much better. I had one comment of a person who mentioned that they had so much circulation in their legs now that their legs were changing like, you know, a reddish-blue color. So that's quite something, too. So here we go. Going to be taking entities out of us here, and we'll start from the bottom of our feet and work our way up. So you might feel tingles in your feet as they leave, and when your spirit comes into you, which we'll do after this clearing here to get them out, this removal, then you may actually feel your body becoming more present with your spirit. So here we go, bottom of our feet, they're coming out now. And here we go. Going up now to our ankles. and upper legs. These are what we call ghosts also. And here we go. Working on our hip joints now. Going up into our body. So I'll just answer a question here. It says, Ron, you said all ghosts were removed in the rapture some months ago. That's correct. These are the ones that were hanging out at the graveyards. So the ones that were in graveyards are now removed. So if you want to visit a graveyard, you're going to actually feel that there is no more spirits hanging around there. The ones that are inside of us, though, naturally did not belong to a body in a graveyard at that time because they were hanging on there because they had the belief that Jesus was going to come and save them and also save the body. Well, the light ship already did that process, and that's what happened. These energies got taken away. So that rapture process is done and over with right now. But the ones that are in us are ones that did not hang out at graveyards. So if that question should come up or you're wondering what was meant by that, it's because those energies were waiting there for Jesus to come, probably for a couple thousand years, as the Bible has talked about that Jesus would come and resurrect all these people. So the light ship did come and release the spirits from the graveyards because they were stuck there in a false belief system. But it really wasn't false. It's the light of the darkness that was creating this process. So they would not body hop because they wanted to stay with their bones in the graveyard of the last body that they were in, which they belonged to. Okay, we're working up now to our shoulders, neck, and top of our head now. And now entities, in case you're wondering what they are, we call them ghosts. If you see them moving around in a location, in a house, you know, you could even watch a shopping mall. And if you kind of squint your eyes a little bit, you might actually see them walking around shopping for clothes. And naturally, they might come into somebody and want them to buy something too at a shopping mall. That's another process, but but you don't want to have them come into you. Might be spending more money than you want to. And so they can bring you those addictions too. But they're all around, and they come into us, and this is what these sessions are about. The first three Sundays of next month to get rid of these entities out of us here. Okay, here we go. So unfortunately, there's a question here. Please explain why still so many ghosts, I guess, are here and why three more sessions to remove them. Well, it's because you answered your own question. So it's from help, whoever help is. The body that we have, our physical body, is infested with these, and we just need to do three more sessions to help to get rid of all of them. Will three more sessions get them all out? I hope so. I first thought that one session would do it of 8 hours, but we need more. So it just shows you how corrupted the body is here, how it's invaded by the aliens and also other planetary energies there. And the main reason is because everybody normally kicks their spirit out of their body for various reasons, and so nobody's home to protect yourself. Just think of all the different books out there on astral traveling, you know, and being out of your body and people who meditate out of their body. Well, this is probably one of the main reasons why we have these things inside of us, so people are not holding their body temple as sacred. Okay, so now we're going to bring in more of your spirit to you. And this you should be doing daily. In fact, if everybody listening here was doing this, I probably would not have to do this clearing. You'd actually be pretty filled up. As I'm scanning the audience here listening, the highest person listening is probably about, looks like about 73% in their body. And the lowest person listening is about 12%. And like I say, most people are about 20. So here we go. I'm going to bring you more into your body. So I'll count to 10 as you come in. This is your spirit coming back to you. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, just kind of see how your body energy is feeling here. You might want to move around a little bit. You might feel your body actually changing energies as you integrate your spirit. Sometimes it takes a minute or two to have your spirit get integrated in you. It has to rejoin every cell of your body where it wasn't. And so what we're going to do now is just put some music on and just allow you to feel your divinity inside of yourself here. We'll see you back in a couple of minutes. Should feel better. If anyone would like to comment about this last healing here on the fast chat, you can. Normally, when you have more spirit presence with you, and you may even look in the mirror to check out your eyes will become brighter. You're going to see more light coming out of them. You're going to see more presence, more depth in your eyes, along with your body is going to feel heavier. That's how you know if you're out of your body. Your body's going to feel very, very light. So when you're actually heavier, you're in your body, and also when you feel tingles as they come in, as your spirit comes in and reintegrates, there's a little fragments of you that left from the traumas and pain and anger and fear that you went through, just negative emotional stuff typically, because your spirit doesn't live there. It's strictly in love, so anything that's not love-based, it has to leave. because you're forcing it out of your body because it doesn't like that vibration. So, and it can't live in judgment. So anything that's judgment, which is what these emotions basically would be, it can't live there because the light does not live in judgment. Only the darkness does. And this is why we have so much of the problems here on planet Earth with people, governments, etc., is that everybody's in judgment. And that's the darkness. So, Annika, are you still out there in cyberspace?
Yes, I'm here. And I wanted to say that Mike commented on that some thoughts had left him that did not serve him, thanks to the clearing you did. So that's good to hear. And we had some questions about this topic, so I'm kind of going to go with that one, because many people seem to ask how many hours would they still need to clear if they have this done with you. And I'm guessing it's more of a personal thing, like depending on the person.
Yeah, like I always say, you know, you have the answer to that, you know, although you wouldn't know till after the clearing. And then it would just strictly be a like a relationship evaluation, because remember, the light only works in the now. And so the light just sort of extrapolated that, you know, we needed to have three more of these clearings. I personally, when I started this, you know, last Sunday, that 8 hours to me, I thought would be more than enough. And most people typically got maybe 20% to 30% of them out of themselves. So it's much worse than what I even thought about. And I figured, you know, since I have done many, many clearings with people, doing a one-hour session, that maybe 2 to 3 hours would be very, very adequate, and I figured 8 would be wonderful. Well, it just shows us how more dense we are. So I say, if you got 20% out of you, there's no way to know, because the light only works in the now, but this is why they're doing 3 more Sunday sessions. So if you want to become more in the light with your spirit, to have more spirit energy with you, this is also needed. So that's just the way it is here. And remember, the Earth-based energies, entities, ghosts, compared to the alien parasites, you know, it's two different things that inhabit us. The parasites can kill us, but the entities control our life, the Earth-based ones. So you want to get those out of yourself. And plus, you know, you may have picked up some more since that clearing. So, you know, it's always good to keep bringing your spirit back into you. This is your only self-empowerment that you actually have here that you can do yourself, is to release entities out of you and bring in your spirit. This is what you should be doing, you know, probably 5 times a day. This is your responsibility to clean out and to keep your you know, your sacred body temple. Remember, because this is all that you can do for yourself. And that's empowering you, yourself, and your spirit, you know, your awakening consciousness, to get rid of these things that are controlling your life. And this is why we're doing this session, you know, to give you some self-empowerment. Otherwise, you won't be self-empowered, because you won't know what to do. So we're helping you to get that. But it's up to you to hold the energy. Just by having it done, you know, is not going to guarantee that you're going to hold your spirit in your body all the time. This is for you after that to hang on to it. Once you know what it's like to be fully present, or more fully present, then it's up to you to hold on to that. You know, if you have these clearings and you went out and went on, say, a boozing drunk or something for a week, it probably wouldn't do you any good at all. You just wasted your time, effort, and money, and all those hours of time doing a clearing, because you sabotaged yourself. So it's up to you to hold on to the energy after you have a healing. It's not the light ship's ability or anything else outside of yourself to do that. You have to be responsible for your own self. So back to you, Annika.
So there's more questions that goes in the line of what this can cover when you're clearing entities. I heard, I saw Heal 101 was asking if it can clear ghosts that would take, that are in and around some of our homes, and also,
I would say typically not.
No.
If they're in your house during the clearing, they may leave there, you know, because they don't want to get caught. So, you know, on one hand, if a ghost is kind of curious watching and wants to go back to where it came from, which is the earth spirit, then it would be healed, definitely, and sent back to the earth spirit. But if it knew about it, it more than likely would not want to stick around, so it's going to take off, and it could come back afterwards.
And can it include shapeshifters? Can CLS include shapeshifters in the entity clearings?
Not shapeshifters, no.
Okay, let me see. There's more here, and there's some people talking about the swine flu. Is there anything that you want to comment on that?
No.
No. Okay. So, okay, let's see. There's a question that Marie was asking. If someone who didn't have the emotional clearing could go on to do the unlimited, and I'm guessing that she means the unlimited online emotional clearing.
Yep, excuse me. They definitely can come on. You don't need any kind of prerequisite at all for the clearings.
Okay.
And anyone can go on, even your animals can go on.
Yeah. And is there a clearing for stealing baby essence, innocence, energy? I'm not sure exactly what Dreamer is meaning, but I thought maybe you'd know.
Maybe you could have her retype in the question over again, okay?
Yeah, that would be great.
So please type in the question so we can understand.
Yeah. And Mike was suggesting that if there's anything in the future that could be prosperity empowerment, that perhaps you could do as a group call.
Boy, that goes into so many different directions and areas. It's a very difficult one. Most people think of prosperity as money. And so what they'd want to have is a clearing for money, to bring more money into their life. Well, there's just so much that you have. You have your parents' imprinting. You have all your genetic imprinting of lack of money. You know, if you're not a millionaire, we'll say, then people may want to ask for to have millions brought into their mailbox the next day. And it's just very, very difficult to do. Because a light ship works with love energy, and it's very hard to bring in the essence of money into your life because there's so many clearings that has to be done to get you used to having money.
Mhm. Yeah, I know. It's I have been personally charging up my money on the objects page that you have on your website, and I just started it, but it's been feeling really, really good. And that is a suggestion that I would tell everyone to go on there. The object charging, personal object charging page is easy to find on the website, and I think it's about $30 a month. It's really great to do. And you can charge a lot of different objects. You know, you can charge all kinds of things. I charge my computer, my phone, my car, you know, all kinds of things, jewelry, clothing. At least it, and even entity, for entity repellent, I've been choosing a bracelet that I have on a hand, the hand that I shake hands with.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it feels good. It really feels good. I can feel it as if, you know, it's really strengthening me, so I do feel that that is a very positive thing. So
yeah, that page is very wonderful.
Yeah, it really is. It's such a great compliment to all that we are doing, and helps just to have that kind of charging on us, you know, or around us. I mean, you can even charge up your whole house as an entity repellent.
Yeah, that'd be great, yeah.
Yeah, I've done it.
And then you can get the Ghostbuster water, you know.
Yeah, and yeah, there's, you know, you can charge your, obviously you can do water charging, you can charge drinks as well, like tea or food, what you're eating. And maybe that's something somebody was mentioning here. Maybe the light beam can help protect against flu. And I would say that would probably be a very good idea to get a charged picture of the light beam. I know you have those on your website, Ron.
Yep, that's very nice. Yeah, we do that too. We send them out to people, and then they hold them in their hands, and we activate them for them. So it's just wonderful.
Yeah, my children, you know, have them in their bedrooms, and it's really been helpful. My older daughter still asks for the charging up of the one that you do online, and we have it on the computer too, and she likes to listen to the show. And you've helped her so much. She feels like, you know, we don't go to the doctor, we go to Ron.
Oh, that's great. You know, what I will tell all of you out there listening is that I do have a lot of people who go on the website, and the newest page that I talk about now is the alien attack page. And you can do many, many clearings there. You can get the ET parasites out of your body, the alien life forms, the squids and the octopus and the snakes that are invisible that they brought to us to kill us, basically. And they live inside of us also, along with entities that are Earth-based. But you can go on there, and now it's changed. If you haven't been on there recently, we have a chance you can have an 8-hour timer going. And this is designed for people who are under alien abductions, alien attacks. So you can get on the site and leave your monitor turned on and have the light beam be the your healer, we'll say, or the warder offer of these alien attacks. And the light beam then is the conduit for the energy to come through your computer to help you and safeguard you throughout the night. So a lot of people do, as I get emails from people thanking me for having the alien abduction site up, and they actually have the light beam on all night in their room, and they love it. So this is what some people are doing. People are putting it on the screensaver, so they have it there all the time too when they're looking at something, and the screensaver pops on. So it's the divine energies. If you wish to feel different energy, then go to the Lightship Insignia. Now, the Insignia has a 12 source energies in it, versus the light beam just being a couple of the light beams from the Lightship. So if you wanted to feel the 12 source energies, they're in the Lightship Insignia, and that's the difference of the two. So do we have anybody requesting any special healings here?
Well,
do you have one yourself that you'd like to experience, Hanukkah?
Pardon?
Anybody wanting to have a special healing?
Well, it seems like a lot of people.
Would you like me to do some healings here?
Yeah, it seems like a lot of people are asking about flus and things like that are going on, and I would suggest the fear body sample, and maybe we could have something like a relationship clearing. Somebody was mentioning male domination clearing, but I don't think, I haven't heard of that one, but I was thinking perhaps a relationship sample clearing.
Okay, we could do that. It's interesting how powerful words are, and actually how powerful letters are, because the letters make up words. Now, I see Help is asking about swine flu here. I don't know what's above that, but I see the word swine flu. Well, that's probably being handed out maybe through the Internet as far as information. It might be in the newsprint, but I haven't been in contact with that information. So for me, it's out of my reality, okay? But yet when you tune into it, and you get those letters, S-W-I-N-E-F-L-U, those letters have power over you. And so right away, that puts you into the fear mode. If you didn't know about it, you probably wouldn't catch it. So now that you know about it, all of a sudden it's activating the implants that are inside of your body that the aliens put in you so that you're going to catch probably the swine flu. And so it's best not to read stuff, because if you don't know about it, you're probably not going to be connected to it. and it won't, go off inside of your body. So we'll do a clearing here for fear, because the people that are now hearing about this here might be pushing your fear buttons, making the implants go off inside of you, directing you to be more susceptible to the swine flu, because all of a sudden you're now activated by it. So here we go. Here's a fear clearing for the last 5 days. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And then you may want to go on the website, and if you still feel in fear of catching something like this here, then you may want to go on and get some of the water, divinely activated water, and maybe there's a drop-down box here where you can maybe imprint and put something in there in some text about swine flu repellent or something. That's just an idea for you people who feel like you're in fear of this here, and maybe even get some water for fear. But anyway, that's kind of how I perceive it. For me, it's out of my reality. You know, it's like when I first heard about reincarnation, I go, what the heck are you talking about? There's no such thing as reincarnation. Well, on this planet, there is, because it's forced. But elsewhere in the universe, and what I'm used to, it doesn't exist. So if it doesn't exist, how can it affect you? So we'll do a anger body here. Normally, I always do anger after fear. So here we go. So 5 days ago, cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And I think you requested, what, a relationship clearing or something?
Yes, and I have more requests from Anna here, too. So after that one, perhaps.
Okay. So we do relationship, I guess, here. So relationship, that could be anything. It could be between you and your clothing. That's a relationship. It could be between you and maybe the plants outside. You know, it's how you relate to everything around you. So I'll just do a clearing for that. You'd have to specify inside of yourself, you know, inside of your heart, what you're dealing with, because relationship, you know, it goes across so many areas of people's lives. So here we go. Last 5 days. So 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okie doke. So if you're thinking more of a relationship between a person, maybe it's a loved one, maybe it's one that you maybe hate, maybe it's a past relationship or something that maybe went sour, there's other issues that you're storing inside of yourself that you have not come to grips with, so you'd want to have a healing with that particular issue, okay? And everybody has their own particular issues on everything, so you'd want to just specify that. And you could, like I said, go on online, maybe do some water releasing for that issue, or just call me up, but I could probably do a one-hour session for you. We can create one for you. Maybe you had a relationship with somebody who is a bully towards you, so, and you're drawing all kinds of bullies to you in your life, and you wonder why that's happening. Well, we could do a clearing for this lifetime on drawing people to you who are bullies. And if that doesn't work for you the way you like it to, then we'd have to do probably a seven-generational clearing after that one. And that might nip it in the bud. If not, you have to go even further and do what we do on the century clearing and do all of your past lives. So this is what I would do after that one. But normally, you know, things go all different directions in healings. Sometimes a healing that just seems very insignificant at the time is the one that actually fixes you. So it's hard to say how deep we have to go with each individual energy of judgment, because they're all ingrained inside of you. Remember, you're living the life of your ancestors. You don't know what type of situation they had in their lives for relationships. So, it's kind of up to them, but they're dead. They can't talk to you, although they are living their thoughts through you. This is what you're experiencing in this lifetime, and this is what the reincarnation process is about. Why the dark side gave you all these things, because they want you to stay in pain and trauma and torment you continuously through each lifetime from the thoughts of your ancestors. So back to you, Annika.
Yeah, I just love that explanation, Ron, on how we get our implants going off when we read all kinds of information that's online and in the media surrounding us everywhere. I had to wean myself off it. It was really, really good to do. And these days I'm very, very careful because I can even feel how it dilutes my energy. And I want to concentrate on bringing my energy back to me and keeping my spirit in me. And there's some great comments. Joni was saying this is a good point, and she's going to ignore this flu business. And Kyle and Andriana was commenting that the dark takes us out of the now, so get in mind about fears. And that's really
yep.
where we go, right, Ron?
Yeah, that's what it is. And it also says here that people are dying in Mexico and California, you know, from the swine flu. Well, it's they have something inside of them that's resonating to that. And that's, you know, being directed at them. Maybe the dark side knows about this program. And the program then is now being activated, so this is coming about. It could be basically anything. Remember, the dark side put in mind-controlling programs in us, and they get activated. And this is what's happening to humanity here. This is why you want to get your spirit into your body, you know, more, because the people who are probably dying are probably really low in percentage of their spirit. Remember, when you're in time, you're dealing with the swine flu. When you're out of time and you're with your spirit and your heart center, then this stuff, you know, is very hard to, you know, infiltrate you because you're in spirit, you're in divine energy. But once you get into that time energy of the dark side, and then all that stuff starts to affect you, yes, then you do have problems. This is the whole teachings of Jesus. Don't go outside of yourself. You know, I think as you start hearing more of these radio programs on BBS, you're going to start realizing that, yeah, Ron's probably telling me the what I have to do. You have to go inside of yourself, get out of time, be in the present moment, and then things around you won't infiltrate you as badly, and then you need to also call back your spirit. You know, just being in the present moment with 10% of you in your body, you know, is going to help, but what about the rest of you? You need to get fully embodied with your spirit, and this is, like I said earlier, it's up to you to do that. So, back to you, Annika.
Yeah, so thank you for that, and perhaps we can help everybody a little more here. I don't know if you want to do, Larry was asking about the emotional and mental healing sample.
Sure, that's no problem. So here we go. And like I said earlier in other shows, the emotional one is what you have to have first. So here we go, emotional body sampling. And these are all bodies that inhabit your physical body. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. Mental body, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, or today cleared. We'll do a pain body for those of you who may be in pain. Remember, these bodies get oversaturated with these energies and spill over into our physical body. And then the manifestation of darkness takes over from these bodies because they're already containing darkness. And then we start the dying process. So here we go. Pain body. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, or today cleared. And we'll go to the light shift in about 5 minutes here. So what's next, Annika?
The mind. I was thinking about the mind of the body clearing. We did that the other day, but I don't know if you want to do that again, too.
Okay, the mind of the body is helps you out with communication between all the cells in your body for wellness and wholeness. So here we go. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So I'd say if you have any problems, you know, physical challenges, we'll call it that, the mind of the body one might be what you may want to actually have done for you. But you first need to have your emotional body cleared in order to do that. We'll do a body for trauma here, trauma body. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, or today cleared. And let's see here. Let's do an anxiety body here. So those are for people who are in really fear and have problems with the swine flu right now, worrying about that here. Maybe people out there who are definitely afraid of it, so they're in high anxiety right now. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So these are all sample healings. They're 100% done for about 80% of what we can do. And, you know, they work in the present moment. And if you wish to have your whole invisible body session cleared of whatever these different bodies are, then the cost is $5 times your age, and it takes about 1 hour to do. So it's a nice sliding scale. And if you're an older person above the age of 60, then those years are all free to you. So that's wonderful. I've done people from about 93 and down so far, so it's quite something to see and to actually see people who are awakened at that age who want to get this stuff out of them. And it's a lot of work, believe me, getting somebody that old because they have a lot of densities. So the younger you are, the better off you are because you have less stuff to deal with. Otherwise, it's going to recycle into your life continuously. So if you're, say, at the age of, say, 50, listening, the $200 and $50 is very reasonable to get rid of all of your baggage. You probably have that much in your metaphysical library, which is doing no good for you at all. So just, get a clearing done so you don't have to have all those books to do all that wasted time of reading to get maybe one page of information out that might serve you. And then you have maybe 299 pages of somebody else's belief system that now you're storing inside of yourself is truth, which is all judgment. So the whole thing is to unwind yourself, you know, from the mind energy to get back into your heart. So, what's next?
Yeah, some great comments on the fast chat there. Mike was saying the light ship has a big bag of goodies for everyone, and there's so much on the website that I'm sure a lot of people that go there, you know, there's so much you can read. There's so much great, great information, so many clearings that you can just spend hours on there, and a lot of wonderful samples, too. Where Ron brings in a lot of wonderful, wonderful energies. And I also saw a really great comment from Kyle and Adriana. The whole point is to get divinity back and get out of duality in the now, into the now, into the heart. And, I mean...
Interesting comment here. It says, from Help Us, says, I guess since Ron... does not know. My screen just blinked here. Let me get back to where it was here.
Yeah, I can see it.
Let's see. Where did it go to here?
I can see it, Ron.
Ron doesn't know about the swine flu. He is ignoring our plea.
Yeah.
Well, it's not that you're trying to plead for me for help. It's the people that have this condition that need to plead to their spirit to get their spirit into their body so they can have their own healing. And so they may have taken the wrong religious belief system or taken the dark side, which is causing their problem. So they're living in darkness, and this is manifesting in them because of that. So it's not that I'm ignoring anybody. It's the fact that they're ignoring themselves. And what you definitely do not want to do is to put all your energy outside of yourself trying to help other people because that's not going to help you at all. So... this is what Jesus said, basically, when he was walking the earth here. He made the comment about let the dead bury the dead. And what that means to me is that the people who are unconscious, you know, let them deal with what they're dealing with. It's the ones that are awakened who have a consciousness of spirit are the ones that are going to actually move forward because they're in divine energy. The other people are in darkness. And if they're dead in darkness, then that's where they live and that's where they choose to be. So it's up to you, who's listening today, to understand that you're in spirit energy, and this is where you want to live. You can't help anybody outside of yourself. You can have empathy for them, but are they connecting to their spirit for help? Are they in their body 100% to ward off these energies, which could actually heal them? Your spirit's the healer. So it's not my my mission here to go out to heal these people who have swine flu. My mission is to get you into your body so you can be self-empowered and so you can actually heal yourself. But you cannot heal anybody else. You have to heal yourself first. And plus, why would you want to take on their energies? Believe me, I do this all the time with people. Whenever I do a healing, I run that energy through my body. My body's been prepared specially for this process here, much like the same as Jesus' body when he walked the earth. And so I'm sure that you would not want to actually experience what I go through when I do a healing on you or a group of people. So anyway, the whole thing is, you know, you can have empathy for these people, but the whole thing is that they're caught in darkness, unfortunately. This is why people die. People die because they're caught in darkness. If you had spirit energy with you all the time, you could live a lot longer. You wouldn't have all the judgment energies. This is what I'm here to help you with, is to get into your body with your spirit. And this is the whole process. And, you know, after I'm gone out of here, whenever that's going to be, then hopefully you're all going to realize that this is what you need to do. You know, the teachings of Jesus are lost. You know, the churches don't talk about you getting into your body with your spirit. So you've had 2,000 years to understand what he was talking about because he was not teaching. And now the same energy is back here again to try to help you out. But it's up to you to move forward. The light ship is not going to twist anybody's arm. They don't promote themselves. I'm here promoting the light ship. I'm the only one on this planet doing this because I'm connected to the light ship. But this is the way the process works. It needs to be one person down here, then it needs the people around to educate other people. So, let's go to the light ship, everybody. So, this will not work on the archives because we do have aliens out there and UFOs and spaceships trying to do contact, and people may think that they're going to go to the light ship because their mind is very powerful, and I don't want anybody to be abducted by these aliens because they are using their ego to go there. So here we go. If you have any animals or pets you want to bring along, just think of them now in your consciousness. And we're going into the light ship. I'll count to 10 as we go there. You might feel the energy, if you're sensitive, around you changing. Most people feel it at number 2. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We're on the light ship right now. And our animals and pets are now leaving us, going to a special location that deals with animals and pets. And we're going into the locations that deal with the human life forms right now for healing. There's other places on the light ship that deal with plants only, deal with rocks, different types of energies. And we're human, so we go to those areas that deal with human beings like ourselves and life forms like ourselves. The first room we're going into is a room where I see a large crystal geode. This is where we go to in a lot of conference calls, although what we're going into is one that has silver crystals in it. Very, very beautiful. These are really large points. Some are about 12 foot in diamete, about 50 to 100 feet in length, so they're very, very tall. We're in this room, we're levitating, and each one of these crystals are conscious beings. They're going to do some healing work with us. So, just sit back and relax. Feel the crystal energy is coming in. I'll count to 10 as it comes in. And you can feel it right before your eyes here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. We're in another room where they can release physical body pain from us. And this room happens to have the energy of black. And the black energy releases pain. Don't go into your mind about thinking of colors down here as one color being better than another. It doesn't mean that. In fact, it's really strange to me to see the IMers, people who don't want to wear black and certain colors or red because they think it's bad. It's very interesting or how they even got that information. But anyway, leaving that out here, let's bring in this black energy. Here it comes, and it's a very peaceful, wonderful energy to help release pain out of your body. Here we go. And remember, if you have pain in your body any time in your life, it's still there, even though you might be suffering from pain right now, but it can reoccur. So here we go. Here comes the black energy. So I'll use the word stronger to increase it. And it's very, very warm, fuzzy feeling, like kind of like a really, really plush carpet, so to speak, like velvet. Very beautiful. Here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, just think of a pain that you've had or have, and you must request for a healing, because the light only sees you in each present moment of time. I use the word time because we live in time here, so just think like every second is the next moment in time. Going from 1 second to the next, this is how our mind can understand this here. And each second is a different moment, a different creation. So you want to change your creation from one creation to another. This is why you want to request each time for a healing. I'm going to go into another location. This is the room where they have hot tubs. And I'm seeing a lot of green gel in the hot tubs. This is for healing too. And we're in these rooms right now. Here we go. So if you're in an area where it's really hot, you can request to have your body cool down slightly. If you're in a cold area, you can ask to have it increase a little bit in temperature. So you may actually feel that down. You might actually feel the gel on your skin. And here we go. Beautiful. We'll bring in some more energy here. We're going to go into the room where the butterflies are. This is a very nice room. They're very, very large butterflies. Very beautiful in color. Some have rainbow-type wings on them. Some have circular patterns, all different types of species of butterflies. And most of these are probably about 3 times the size of us. So we can ride on them, like going to Disneyland. So this is your choice. And I'll bring in the butterfly energy. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And next we'll bring in an oxygen from the light ship to help us out with our breathing. We'll bring in number 72. Here it comes. I'll count to 5 as it comes in. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I'll mention that the healings that you have on the light ship are between you and the light being doctors. So they'll talk to you about your healing process, maybe how and why you're having a healing, what your conditions are. And so everything is between you and them. It's very, very personal. We'll bring in option number 50. Here it comes. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. We'll bring in one other one, number 24. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And our time is getting close to the end here. So we'll go into 2 more rooms before we come back. We'll go into the room where they work inside of our mouth, checking out our teeth and our gums, looking at our tongue. They also check out for sinus conditions, check out our eyes and our ears. So again, request healing. And we'll go into a room where they have the white light energy. So here we are in this room right now and request your healing. And we're getting ready to come back from the light ship. So we're going into the orientation room where the doctors are talking with us about our healings this evening. We do the same type of call Mondays and Fridays for $20. It's a 1-hour conference call, 5:30 PST, 8:30 Eastern. And we're getting ready to come back down. So our animals and pets are now coming to us. And I'll count from 10 to 1 as we come back. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, Annika.
Okay,
I'll put you
thank
on.
You.
Are
that
you still out there?
Fantastic. Yeah.
Are you back to Earth?
Yes, I am. Yeah, this is great. Thank you so much, Ron. You're doing a great, great service to all of us here. Yeah, it's been a really wonderful thing. I've cleared so much of my family members, and it's been just amazing. I didn't know it could affect me that much.
Yeah, normally when you have clearings, the clearings from people around you actually affect you, and that energy can actually physically cord you. So just by doing somebody else, it can actually give you a wonderful healing too.
Yeah, I really have noticed that. It's quite amazing. I mean, there's so much to do online, and at first when I looked at that, I had a little bell go off and say, well, maybe that's not as powerful, but it is really, really, really powerful, and it's getting more and more powerful to me as I am more of myself in my body, more of my spirit. I feel it even stronger.
Yeah, and for those of you listening, if you have somebody that you really dislike or has pushed all your buttons, I would strongly recommend for you to pay for them to have an emotional clearing, and then it will help you out in your life. So instead of being angry with somebody, do them the favor of clearing them so they can get out of their situation with their judgments or their angers, and then your life could actually be much better. Because clearing yourself may not help it, but clearing them may help you out tremendously. So our time is coming to a close here. So our show is based on the teachings of Jesus. You know, love walks in. Contact is all it takes with your spirit to find your own divinity inside of yourself. This is where it is, not outside of yourself. So our next show is on Monday, and we have a conference call also for $20. Like I said, 5:30 PST. If you like this lordship clearing and healing, you can do that too for an hour. So I'll just say blessings to all of you, and by all means, do the entity clearings next month. The first three Sundays aren't going to be doing those, so get in contact with me. And we'll see you later, everybody, and blessings to all of you.